And now, non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.
So a client calls me recently in absolute shock that a critical piece of software that his company sells and has developed that he paid a series of independent contractors to write actually belongs to them and not to him. He was in complete disbelief. This issue has become more common in what we're now calling the gig economy, the free agent nation. Whatever nickname you call it, outsourcing, anytime people who are not employees of your company are developing trade secrets or processes or software, basically, they are independent contractors, and the work-for-hire provisions apply. By 2025, 40% of our workforce will be independent contractors. So this is an issue you need to grasp. In a Supreme Court case that involved a nonprofit organization right here in Washington, D.C., the court shifted decades of the presumption that he who pays owns. And now the presumption is he who creates owns. So if you're dealing with independent contractors, the law now requires that you've got to get it in writing and you've got to make it clear exactly who owns what and for what purpose and for what scope. These contractual provisions have real costs and consequences. For example, if my client ever sells his business or goes to raise capital, these issues will come up in due diligence and possibly millions of dollars in consequence and impact will affect valuation if it turns out that this company does not have ownership rights to its most critical product and service lines. So get it in writing, get it right, and make sure that you actually own what you think you own when it comes to your critical business assets.
That was your non-billable consult with legal expert Andrew Sherman.